I have to say, this feels like a real turning point. 21 major financial institutions are reportedly preparing to launch a shared stablecoin venture, which points to a deeper convergence between traditional banking and digital assets.
It is a significant development. The project is expected to start with a U.S. dollar-linked stablecoin before expanding into other major currencies, with a euro-denominated version reportedly planned next.
That makes sense, especially when you think about the banks involved. Participating institutions are said to include prominent global banks such as Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs, though final details on structure, timeline, and technical design have not been fully disclosed.
That's why the timing still matters. The move reflects the growing view among established banks that stablecoins may become an important part of the future financial system.
And for people who are newer to this, stablecoins are digital tokens designed to maintain a relatively stable value, typically by being backed by assets such as fiat currency, government securities, or other reserves.
Exactly. Unlike volatile cryptocurrencies, a dollar-backed stablecoin aims to stay close to one U.S. dollar, making it more suitable for payments, settlement, transfers, and other financial applications.
That's where I think the real opportunity is. For banks, stablecoins could offer several practical advantages.
One is that blockchain-based transactions can be processed at any time, including outside traditional banking hours.
And cross-border transfers may become faster and more efficient, while programmable payment features could help businesses automate settlements and other financial operations.
A stablecoin backed or managed by a consortium of major institutions could also appeal to users who want the benefits of blockchain technology without relying solely on crypto-native companies.
I really like that idea. The involvement of established banks may provide greater familiarity, stronger operational infrastructure, and easier access to existing payment networks.
That's likely why the initial focus is on a U.S. dollar stablecoin. It reflects the dollar's central role in international trade, banking, and digital asset markets.
And the dollar already carries a lot of weight in crypto. Dollar-based stablecoins account for a large share of activity in the crypto economy, particularly in trading, decentralized finance, and international transfers.
Still, this new banking-backed offering may target a different audience than existing crypto-focused stablecoins.
Right. Rather than serving only individual traders or decentralized applications, the venture may focus more heavily on institutional payments, corporate treasury operations, securities settlement, and interbank transfers.
So the project's success will likely depend on how the participating institutions manage key operational and trust-related issues.
Those are the details that matter most to users and regulators.
They include reserve management, redemption procedures, transaction monitoring, and access controls.
It makes sense that people will want clear information about how each token is backed, how reserves are maintained, and how quickly tokens can be converted into traditional currency.
Following the proposed U.S. dollar launch, the venture is expected to expand into other G7 currencies.
A euro-denominated stablecoin is reportedly planned as the next major offering, potentially creating a broader multi-currency network for digital payments.
Supporting multiple currencies could make the system more useful for international businesses, allowing companies to move value between dollar and euro accounts using blockchain-based infrastructure while reducing delays associated with traditional correspondent banking.
That sounds like a big win for global commerce.
However, operating across different jurisdictions would introduce additional regulatory and compliance requirements.
Regulation is likely to be a critical factor in the project's development.
Stablecoins remain a major focus for regulators around the world, with authorities examining issues such as reserve quality, consumer protection, financial stability, money laundering controls, and the relationship between privately issued digital money and national currencies.
Because the proposed venture involves major financial institutions, it is likely to receive close scrutiny.
The participating banks may need to demonstrate that the stablecoin can maintain its value during periods of market stress and that holders have reliable access to redemption mechanisms.
Regulatory clarity could ultimately determine how widely the stablecoin is used.
Clear rules may encourage banks, companies, and payment providers to adopt the technology, while uncertainty could delay deployment or limit the project to specific institutional use cases.
The planned launch could have broader market implications, too.
The involvement of 21 major institutions would represent a notable shift in the stablecoin landscape, signaling that digital tokens are no longer viewed solely as products of cryptocurrency startups, but as potential tools for mainstream financial infrastructure.
That's a powerful shift, especially because this would not happen in a vacuum.
At the same time, the project would face competition from existing stablecoin issuers, central bank digital currency initiatives, and private payment platforms.
Its ability to attract users would depend on practical factors.
Those include transaction costs, network compatibility, liquidity, transparency, and ease of integration with current banking systems.
Even though the proposed launch is still developing and important details remain unknown, the planned move by major banks suggests that stablecoins are becoming an increasingly serious area of financial innovation.
If the U.S. dollar offering succeeds and the venture expands into the euro and other G7 currencies, it could help accelerate the adoption of blockchain-based payments across the global financial system.